Voidfall vs. Andromeda's Edge vs. Eclipse in 2026. Which space grail fits your table? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Buy Voidfall for solo or two-player deterministic empire optimization. Buy Andromeda's Edge for an interactive worker placement, tableau, hybrid with dice conflict, and a faster social pulse. Buy Eclipse. Second Dawn for the classic 4X fantasy, exploration, ship design, technology, borders, and uncertain combat. Only Eclipse is the cleanest traditional 4X, the other two are space Euros with different kinds of conflict. Players keep comparing these because the boxes promise asymmetric factions, fleets, technology, and a table covered in a galaxy. The shared nouns conceal different verbs. Voidfall asks you to calculate. Andromeda's Edge asks you to place, recall, and improvise. Eclipse asks you to explore and engineer a fleet before the dice discover whether the design survives contact. The right purchase begins with the kind of uncertainty you enjoy. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which space empire game should you buy? A recent comparison thread drew the most useful distinction from players and one of Voidfall's designers. Neither Voidfall nor Andromeda's Edge is best understood as solo Twilight Imperium. Voidfall is an economy optimization Euro wrapped in a galactic crisis. Andromeda's Edge is a worker placement and engine building hybrid with battles. Eclipse most completely performs the four classic verbs: explore, expand, exploit, exterminate. This is not genre policing. If unexplored hexes, ship blueprints, border threat, and dice battles are your fantasy, buy Eclipse. If you want exact outcomes and a deep solo puzzle, buy Voidfall. If you want worker placement, tempo, and interactive engine building, buy Andromeda's Edge. The current solo discussion is especially revealing because it rejects the lazy 3-4X games label. Voidfall is repeatedly recommended as the deterministic, optimization-heavy solo choice. Andromeda's Edge as the more eventful, interactive Euro with tactical placement. Eclipse as the customization and conflict game. Choose the verb you want to perform most often: solve, improvise, or fight. Choose the table story. Voidfall produces an economic post-mortem. Andromeda's Edge produces tactical collisions. Eclipse produces a war story. Similar boxes, very different reasons to replay. What does Voidfall do better than its rivals? Voidfall uses focus cards to structure turns, scenario-specific setups, asymmetrical houses, technologies, agendas, and deterministic combat. You know the military outcome before committing. The tension comes from whether the attack is economically correct and how much corruption, fleet power, and action efficiency you can absorb. Its solo strength is not an afterthought. Different houses, maps, technologies, agendas, and scenario goals create a large puzzle library. The cost is onboarding and setup. Owners who love it sometimes describe setup as part of the hobby. Owners who hate setup may never reach the decisions. The Galactic Edition miniatures are not required for the system and can make fleet handling fiddlier than cardboard tokens. What does Andromeda's Edge do better? On a turn, you launch a ship to collect resources or use an alliance base, or return ships to activate your station engine. Occupied regions can trigger combat. Progress tracks and station modules convert each cycle into visible momentum. The official description is explicit. This is faction building, worker placement, development, and dice conflict braided together. Community comparisons call it faster, more interactive, and easier to bring to a mixed multiplayer table than Voidfall. It is still large, asymmetric, and capable of long first games. The randomness matters. If known outcomes are essential, choose Voidfall. If the group enjoys mitigation and stories produced by a battle that might turn, Andromeda's Edge has more pulse. Why is Eclipse still the cleanest war story? Eclipse begins with a sparse sector and turns exploration into economy, diplomacy, research, and fleet engineering. The player board makes ship design physical. Weapons, shields, computers, hull, drives, and power must fit. Then dice test the design. A lucky shot can create a story, but repeated poor engineering usually creates a pattern. Second Dawn improves trays, setup, technology balance, and turn flow over the first edition. It remains strongest with several players, where borders and threat produce decisions no Automa can fully replicate. If you want solo first, buy Voidfall. If you want a galaxy of neighboring human intentions, Eclipse is the better grail. How do setup and table recovery change the verdict? Voidfall has the steepest teach because action structure, economy, corruption, combat, and scenario setup must become one mental model. Use the official first scenario and pre-sort the chosen house before anyone arrives. Andromeda's Edge has a substantial table but a teachable loop, launch or return. Explain progress tracks and engine activation before listing every module. Eclipse has more physical systems, but the 4x verbs are legible to strategy players. Teach exploration, income, upkeep, and ship power before advanced diplomacy. For all three, the best insert is one that places trays on the table as functional zones. If unpacking still requires sorting every faction color into new piles, the storage solution has failed. How does player count change the recommendation? At solo, Voidfall is the clear first recommendation if you want a deterministic strategic puzzle. The crisis is not pretending to be a human rival. It gives the Empire a hard efficiency problem. Andromeda's Edge is the alternative when events, dice, and tactical bumps make the table feel alive. Eclipse can teach its economy solo, but its most memorable decisions concern other people. At 2, taste becomes decisive. Voidfall remains controlled and brain-burning. Andromeda's Edge produces more tactical interference around action spaces and regions. Eclipse at 2 can become a tense border war, but the map has less diplomatic texture, and a runaway lead can feel exposed. Buy it at 2 only when both players actively want ship design and conflict. At 3 or 4, Eclipse gains its strongest claim. Alliances, threat, retreat, and opportunistic battles create the war story people retell. Andromeda's Edge remains kinetic and easier to pitch to a group that wants a modern Euro with visible collisions. Voidfall is still excellent, but simultaneous system reading and lower direct combat can make the table feel like several demanding empires sharing oxygen. Pick the game whose post-game conversation you want. Optimization, tactical chaos, or the battle that changed the map. At 5 or 6, Eclipse is the only one of this trio I would deliberately choose, and only with experienced players who accept the longer diplomatic arc. For the other two, extra bodies add waiting and state reading faster than they add drama. A maximum player count is permission, not a recommendation. How do you improve from first game to serious play? Voidfall. Use the first scenario exactly as written and treat each focus card as a limited package of tempo. In the second game, plan corruption removal and income before moving fleets. At serious play, calculate the action efficiency of the scenario objective. Deterministic combat tells you whether you can win. Strategy asks whether the victory advances the objective more than the same actions spent on economy. A sector that looks impressive but does not score or unlock tempo is decoration. Andromeda's Edge. The beginner lesson is that launching a ship is not automatically progress. Launch because the destination advances a track, resource plan, or tactical denial. Understand what the later return will activate. Intermediate play is return timing. Too many deployed ships can leave the station engine waiting, while an early return can abandon a contested region. Serious play treats occupied regions as tempo signals. Reserve mitigation before entering a battle and trigger the engine when rivals are least able to exploit the same window. Eclipse, first learn the influence disc economy. Every action and claimed sector changes upkeep, so exploration without the income or fleet to defend it can be negative progress. Next, build ships from the power budget outward. Drives, computers, shields, weapons, and hull must form a working system. At serious tables, borders are negotiated costs. The strongest attack is often the one a rival must spend actions preparing against. The worst war is one that consumes your influence while a third player improves. These are decision patterns, not fixed openings. Faction powers, scenario rules, technology supply, map shape, and the other players can overturn any canned sequence. The serious skill is recognizing which resource is currently scarce. Actions, income, mitigation, information, or political safety. Which edition should you actually buy? Solo only, Voidfall Standard Edition. Two players who love heavy Euros, Voidfall, with Andromeda's Edge as the more random interactive alternative. Three or four who love worker placement and engine combos, Andromeda's Edge. 4 to 6 who want exploration, ship design, and border politics, Eclipse. Dice-averse, Voidfall. Setup-averse, none is truly light, but Andromeda's Edge has the easiest core loop to narrate. Do not buy deluxe miniatures first. Use the retail or standard game to learn whether fleet handling, setup, and combat style fit. A premium edition should reward repeated play, not substitute for it. Final verdict. Voidfall is the solo brain burner. Andromeda's Edge is the group hybrid. Eclipse is the 4x frequently asked questions. Is Voidfall or Andromeda's Edge better solo? Voidfall. Its deterministic systems, scenario variety, and dedicated solo design make it the stronger one-player puzzle. Andromeda's Edge is more attractive when multiplayer interaction also matters. A Voidfall and Andromeda's Edge true 4x games, they use parts of the 4x vocabulary, but both are better understood as heavy space Euros. Eclipse is the clearest traditional 4x of the three. Which game has the least random combat? Voidfall has deterministic combat, so you know the outcome before committing. Andromeda's Edge and Eclipse use dice with mitigation or engineering. Which is easiest to teach? Andromeda's Edge has the cleanest central loop, launch a ship or return ships to activate the station. Eclipse has familiar 4x verbs. Voidfall requires the most deliberate onboarding. Do I need the deluxe or miniature editions? Number buy the standard or retail edition first. Voidfall in particular can play more smoothly with cardboard fleet tokens than with assembled miniature fleets. Which of these three games works best as a first heavy space game? Eclipse. Second Dawn is the clearest first purchase when conflict and exploration are the fantasy. Andromeda's Edge is the bridge from modern engine building. Voidfall is the deliberate step for players who already enjoy low-luck optimization and rules-dense solo play.